The Great One is really, 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 really sick of internet anarchists and their masturbatory obsession with open borders. I'm really done with it. I'm really, 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 really fucking done with your whole open border thing. So I'm sitting down this morning to do some work on the website. Actually, I just posted like 11, I think it was 11 episodes of other people's podcast. I'll be coming out each Sunday morning. Got some good shit in there. You guys are going to enjoy these. And I made the mistake. I said, let me see what's in my RSS feed from YouTube. Let me see what's in there. So we got Larkin Rose. Now, if you don't know who Larkin Rose is, he wrote a book. I have it. I haven't read it yet. So I can't tell you if you should buy it or not. It's called... Great. There goes my fucking voice. Good thing I don't podcast for a living. The Most Dangerous Superstition by Larkin Rose. This book is, he wrote this book a while ago. 2012. Anyhow, yeah, it's about the state, freedom, anarchy, all that other stuff. Okay. He's got his YouTube channel. I subscribe. See a video there from Larkin. And, well, we'll get to this. We'll hold that. This video is called, How Easy Are You to Manipulate? And all right, I haven't watched a Larkin Rose video in a long time. He's generally a smart guy, in my experience. The whole shtick I have about how a road is just a flat place on the ground, I totally stole that from him. So he's a legit anarchist thinker with a lot of good ideas. However, like every anarchist, and see, here's the thing. Here's a problem. So this kind of ties in. So I'm listening over the last couple of days. I listened to a couple of episodes of Pete Quiones. And he had someone on there and they were talking about, you know, how, well, you know, I used to be conservative and then libertarian and blah, blah, blah. And then they start attacking anarchists for advocating open borders. And I'm sitting here thinking, look, morons, you know, anarchists don't advocate for open borders, you fucking dumbass. I'm an anarchist. I'm against open borders. But I start thinking about it. Now, you guys know the criticism I make about religion, about, well, any of them, but I usually talk about Christians. I always say, you can't argue with Christianity as a whole. Right? You can argue with individuals. But because every individual Christian has their own version of Christianity. And as I'm listening to these two people talk about, well, anarchists are for open borders. I'm sitting here going, no, they're not. And then I stop and I realize, because, say it with me, guys, why did I realize this? Does anybody have an idea why I realized this thing? Yes, in the back. That is correct. I realized this because I have self-awareness. Why do I have self-awareness? Anyone? Exactly, because I'm not a woman. Somebody posted in the Cynical Libertarian Society Telegram today, screenshot of the headline from where, I forget where it was, but, you know, A, the most of the jobs being replaced by AI are jobs held by women. Well, of course they are, because women don't do anything. Women major in marketing and HR and teaching. These are all things that can be done by computer software. Of course, AI is going to replace the jobs mostly of women. Men do things like climbing the tower to repair the electrical transformer that blew up. Computer software can't do that. God, I fucking hate women. Seriously, just rape them, slit their throats, and throw their bodies into a fucking ditch. I'm so goddamn fucking sick of them. Just as sick. And I do the same thing to fucking internet anarchists, except for the raping part. Slit their throats, throw their bodies into a fucking ditch. Because I'm sick of hearing about the fucking open borders. I'm sick of hearing about if we just had more. Oh, if we just, they're exactly like statist. Well, if we just had more open borders, our problems would go away. Guys, we have more illegal immigrants than we've ever had before in this country. And gosh, things are getting worse. Well, correlation doesn't equal causation. No, but you know what correlation does equal, Mr. Internet Anarchist? It equals correlation, you fucking moron. And finally, we don't live in Ancapadice. In Ancapadice, there won't be any borders. That's true. We don't live in Ancapadice. This, I understand philosophizing. I understand theory. And see, I can do this all day. Yes, in Ancapadice, you don't have borders. That's great. At some point, you have to be able to stop living in a fantasy world and understand where you actually are. You cannot create Ancapadice by letting everything around you go to shit. You cannot create it. You cannot will Ancapadice into existence by ignoring reality. Now, this is different from what you might think is a variation on that theme, which we're actually going to talk about in the future, which is circumventing the state, ignoring the state when you can, you know, excluding yourself from the system when you can get all of that's that. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about just blatantly pretending that there's no such thing as the state and you can just have open borders and everything is going to be okay. That is a mental illness. That is right up there. Larkin Rose, in one video, Larkin Rose has fucking put himself in the same category as a fucking woman with piercings and chest tattoos and fucking giant ear gauges and nose rings hanging out of her nose and pink hair. So Pete and his guest were talking about, yeah, anarchists, they're into open borders. And I'm going, no, they're not. And then I realized, because of the self-awareness, because of the testosterone, because you know who doesn't have testosterone? People whose jobs are being replaced by computer software. That's who doesn't have testosterone. I realized, because of the self-awareness, that even though it doesn't seem possible, because anarchy, ignore the capitalism part, we go anarcho-capitalism, ignore the capitalism part, because I'll be first to tell you, the capitalism part is more complicated. The anarchist part is the non-aggression principle, or the zero aggression principle. Zap sounds better than nap. Nap sounds like we're falling asleep, right? Nobody's concerned with someone who's taking a nap. But if you got a zap, if you got a zero aggression principle, zap, you fuck with me, I'll zap you back. But that goes against the zero aggression principle. No, it doesn't, because the zero aggression principle says that you do not initiate violence against other people. Everybody, even the internet anarchist, everybody seems to know that part. No one knows the second part. Nor shall you allow aggression to be initiated against you. And that's called self-defense. Now, Larkin Rose, as far as I know, isn't quite so stupid that he can't tell the difference between aggression and self-defense, but I know a whole lot of people who think they are anarchists who can't. And I realized, no, actually, as difficult as this is to believe, because there's the entire sum total of everything anarchy is based on. Do not initiate aggression, nor allow aggression to be initiated against you. That's it. That's the whole thing. There's no other commandments. There's no other books. There's no other testaments. There's no other volumes. There's no other scrolls. That's the whole fucking thing. How you can come up with multiple interpretations of that, I don't know. And the reason I don't know is because I'm not a fucking moron who is clinging to open borders. There is nothing. Allow me to review, because this is the entire basis of what we're going to talk about today. We might be here for a while also. I hope you got some fucking lunch and some booze. Great one. Open border. No, guys. Do not initiate aggression against other people. Now, why can you not initiate aggression against other people? Well, because their body and the possessions of themselves, that's theirs. It's not yours. So you cannot initiate aggression against their body, and his stuff. So what does that mean? Well, that means that there's a delineation, right? There's a delineation between what is his and what is yours. If there's no delineation between what is yours and what is his, then you could do anything you wanted to him and it would not be an initiation of violence, right? So there is, by definition, a delineation between his and mine. What is a delineation between things? Well, it's called a border. That's a border. As I've said before, borders, they're right there in the zero aggression principle. Anarchism is based on borders. Do not allow aggression to be initiated against you. Well, the only way someone can initiate aggression against me is if there's a delineation, a boundary between what is mine and what is not mine. Because if everything is just not mine, then you could come in here right now and you could take my Supergirl statue and this would not be aggression against that which is mine, because there is no mine. But there is a delineation. There's a boundary. There's a dividing point. There's a border between what is mine, my Supergirl statues, and everything else. It's right fucking there. How you can read the zero aggression principle and not find the part about borders, I don't fucking know. Because I can't dumb myself down enough to understand that level of stupidity. But our good friend Larkin Rose, oh my God. So, I see the video. I'm like, all right, let me watch Larkin Rose's video. Let's see what he's got to say about how gullible people are. This could be pretty interesting. And it was interesting, not in the way I wanted it to be interesting. That is to say that he is wrong, which is, of course, you knew that. That's why we're doing this video. Well, sorry, video, podcast. Here we go.
Hey, Larkin Rose here. Wanted to do a video about mushy-headed thinking. I'm not sure what else to.
And he's gonna illustrate mushy-headed thinking with mushy-headed thinking.
the fact that most people's thought process is so vague, it's usually emotion-driven, it's usually not specific. I constantly talk about clarity of thought.
Emotion-driven, like the need for open borders.
And clarity of communication, clarity of language, because those two go together. If your brain patterns and your thought patterns aren't really specific in what it is that you're condoning, what it is that you're saying, your communication sucks, and your ability to be manipulated and deceived goes through the roof.
No, I happen to agree with him. I mean, he's right about this stuff. If you are unclear about what you're communicating, and that's why today when I do this, I'm going to do my best to be as clear as possible about why he is fucking wrong.
By almost everybody. I'm going to mention a little thing from the novel version of The Jones Plantation.
So here, this part of this is he's pimping his book called The Jones Plantation. So it's about Jones and Smith and something else, and they own a plantation, and Jones is telling the other plantation owners about how to control his slaves. So it's very subtle. See, it's very, very subtle. See, get it? Do you guys get it? Plantation owners. See, they have black slaves. See, I'm a white man, and I have a lot of white guilt. So I'm going to write my book about anarchy, and I'm going to subtly present this in the form of talking about black slavery. Oh my God, it's so cliche. I mean, I'm not cliche. I mean, original. It's so original. No one's ever done this before. Hey, did you know that black people were slaves? Oh my God, this is the worst. Did you know that slavery has never existed other than in the Confederate States of America? But fortunately, the pure, pristine Yankees from the North who definitely did not own the slaving companies that sailed to Africa and purchased the niggers from other niggers and brought them back to America and sold them to the Southerners. None of that happened. No, no, no. The pure, pristine, angelic Yankees from the North swooped down and freed the niggers from the terrible white overlords on the plantations. And now the niggers are living in squalor and dragging the rest of us down. But what's important is that we don't have any borders. That's what we need to focus on. That and our white guilt.
The link will be below for how to get copies of that. Where Mr. Smith is talking to Mr. Johnson, and he says, I can always find a way to sell them a hopeful, comforting story and convince them not to believe what they see with their own eyes.
And he's true. Once again, Wuhan hoax. Everybody thought that there was a pandemic. You look out the window, nobody's dying in the streets. It's very easy to convince people that what they see is fake and what they hear from the television is real.
And then Mr. Johnson responds, the way you describe it, it almost sounds like witchcraft. And Mr. Smith chuckles and says, there's a fine line between persuasion and black magic.
And black magic? Did you capitalize black?
They don't get that most of the things they believe and most of the things they say are mushy-headed deception.
Like open borders.
I'll use two examples to make sure I offend everybody political, left and right, and even some pro-freedom people who have residual...
See, you're not a real pro-freedom person like me if you don't support open borders.
Garbage rattling around inside their head. So, it's in the news. Republicans are talking about it very loudly that some very horrible crime was committed by an illegal alien, somebody in the country without the written permission of the ruling class. And their response is, look at this case that happened of something really horrible.
Right.
So, of course, everybody is going to be against that and probably going to be emotional upset because it's something really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result of that, we're going to cheer for authoritarian violence being used against a giant category of people that would include that guy, illegal immigrants.
So it's violence to not let people come into your country. Are you sure about that? Larkin, can you explain to me how not letting people into the United States is violence?
Because this happened, this guy did something, so let's have authoritarian power in the form of border controls and closing the border and have, you know, Nazi checkpoints at the borders. And
Nazi! Holy shit, how many minutes did we make it into the video before the word Nazi? 2 minutes, 45 seconds. It took him 2 minutes and 45 seconds to get to Nazi. And this guy is accusing other people of mushy-headed thinking. Now look, once again, Larkin, you may not like that, and we'll get to this, but we do live in a state of society. All right, anyway, let me just go on. Let's get more so I'll have more to discuss so I can explain to you better all the ways in which he is wrong.
He knows all of that because of this thing over here. And you can see Republicans getting emotional, and I actually don't blame them for getting emotional about something really bad that happened. But that emotionalism makes them really susceptible to manipulation to the point where it's like, well, that person in that group did something bad, therefore that justifies authoritarian aggression against this entire category because of what some of the individuals in that category have done. We're going to call that border control.
We're going to call that reparations, because some people owned slaves. We're going to make all white people pay taxes and suffer reparations and have their statues melted and, you know, allow niggers to burn down their cities.
Okay.
Okay.
What is that argument analogous to? Gun control. It's what the left always does. We had this horrible shooting over here. Somebody killed kids in a school. So horrible, so traumatic, so tragic. You know, naturally going to make people emotional and upset and angry. And then the political left is going to do exactly what the political right does when it comes to borders, which is say, this individual, or a few individuals, did really nasty things, so we need to use authoritarian violence against the category of people called gun owners, because if we don't disarm them all, or steal their assault weapons, or whatever level of government coercion they're talking about, whatever level of gun violence they're talking about, because gun control is gun violence.
Yeah, again, he's right. I mean, you can't take guns away from people without guns. So, yes, gun control is gun violence.
Every single time. Their excuse for that is this bad thing happened. And their target isn't the people who did that. Their target is a giant category, because that's how government gets power. If government only used power and only claimed power against actual aggressors,
right,
they wouldn't have the power over anybody else. Like, they wouldn't be able to tax anybody. They
That's
wouldn't
true.
Be able to regulate anything.
Right, he's
like,
right.
They could only use defensive force against actual aggressors,
right,
which all of us have the right to use that force.
Exactly. And he's right about all of that.
Be government. If you're not an aggressor, they wouldn't have any power over you. So to get power over you, they have to point to individuals doing
right.
something really bad, like shooting up a school. We're going to disarm you by force with common sense gun control, blah, blah, blah. This entire category of people called gun owners, we're going to use authoritarian violence against them. And our excuse will be that person did something really, really bad, which is exactly the same mentality and exactly the same logic, or lack thereof, as border controls. Let's keep harping on this story about an illegal immigrant doing something totally horrible and use that as an excuse to initiate violence against millions of people we don't know for stepping across an arbitrary, completely illegitimate line. No.
Okay. Let's explain why these are two totally different things. Number one, we live in a status society. As I've already said, we can intellectualize all fucking day long, but at some point, you have to stop sniffing your own farts and deal with reality. We live in a status society. In a perfect world where we do not live, well, in a semi-perfect world where there was a state, if it was perfect, we'd be in Ancapodice. In a semi-perfect world where you have a state, the purpose of the state would be to protect the citizens. So like it or not, if you're going to have a state, you should be seeking, well, what functions of the state are at least somewhat legitimate and what are completely non-legitimate. Okay. Larkin makes this argument that the one shooter, this one person, shoots some kids with a gun, so the government's going to take the guns away from everybody. Here's the thing. Shooting people is illegal. So again, I'm not saying right and wrong, moral and immoral is determined by the government. We're not talking philosophy, we're talking reality. Okay, we're talking about the real world, the place we actually live. As much as it sucks when you pay your taxes and you get your fucking permission slip from the government to drive a car and you can't start a business unless you have permission and you got to have a passport, you don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. You don't have to like it. But you have to acknowledge that is where we live. Okay? Killing people is illegal and wrong. Simply owning a gun, unless it's a gun that's illegal, but owning a gun is not illegal. When it comes to illegal immigrants, the illegal part is right there in the phrase. It does not matter if an illegal immigrant got a gun and shot some people. Illegal immigrants, by definition, are illegal. Those laws shouldn't exist. They do exist. I'm not interested in shoulds and shouldn'ts. I'm talking about reality. Because, see, I don't have a YouTube channel. I don't write subtle books about slavery because I feel so guilty about what I did to niggers on my plantation. There's all these arguments for the open borders. Well, you know, the people that come here from the other countries, they're the best. They're coming here because they want to work hard and they want to create good things and they want to achieve. Well, why don't they do all that in their own country? Why don't they stay in their country and do those things and uplift their own people? Because number one, their countries are shitholes. Why are their countries shitholes? Because their countries are filled with people like them. Number two, they don't want to uplift their own country. They don't want to uplift their own people because they are race traitors. They are traitors to their own race. They would rather go to another country where they can have it easier and they can achieve things and turn their back on their own people. These are not people you trust when the cards are down. It is not violence to tell people they can't come into your country. Now, the borders of the countries, they're not legitimate, man. They're not anarchist. The open border, no, but they exist. As much as you don't like it, they do exist. Larkin, here's a question that, Larkin, can I go to another country and just go there and plop down and just take whatever I want and get some welfare and just move in and do anything I want? Well, no, of course not. But you notice the open border people, they're only interested in open borders for countries that are predominantly filled with white people. Now, in a way, this also makes sense. You don't need to advocate. You don't need to be like, well, I think Zimbabwe should have open borders, because nobody wants to go to Zimbabwe because it's a shithole. See, all the countries that have infrastructure, even though it's crumbling, should have open borders so people from third world shitholes can all come here instead of staying home and improving their own infrastructure. Now, there's this argument, it'll come up later, but I'm just going to get to it now. Larkin makes this argument, you know, that, well, you own your house, but you don't own the country. Oh, wrong. He even says that some people have, like, you'll hear him when he says it, but he talks about like a vague collective or something. No, there's not a vague collective. There is a fucking collective. The people who came before us, who came over here, Let's go all the way back to the first open borders. When the Europeans came over here and with the open borders took the land away from the Indians. Hey, Larkin, was that okay? Are you okay with that? How's your open border? See, fascinatingly enough, open borders 300 years ago were a bad thing. Open borders today are wonderful. All of this is because Larkin is a race traitor. Right? Open border equals race traitor. End of discussion. Thanks for coming. You're welcome. Whatever country you're advocating open borders for, you are attempting to exterminate the people in that country. So 300 years ago, evil Europeans came here, took the land away from the Indians because of the open border policy, and then they started building stuff and they started creating a civilization. And this has been passed down through the 300 plus years to us now. And the idea that somebody from another country whose ancestors contributed to the creation of that country, for good or for bad. Once again, you look at, Mexico, because Mexico, so much, all these places of it that are, not that we don't have shitholes in the United States, okay? Once again, I'm not saying that the entire United States is paradise. There's plenty of places in the United States that are shitholes, and I would nuke them if I had the power to do it. So you got Mexico down there. Well, for 300 plus years, the ancestors of the people down there have contributed to making it a shithole. That is their collective shithole. Why in the fuck did they get to just walk up here to the place that my ancestors have spent 300 years turning into only a semi-shithole, and they just get to come up here and have at it? This idea that ownership, and this I think this is a flaw of anarchists on the internet. They have this idea that, okay, the ownership part, they kind of get it. They still don't get the border. They just can't fucking figure out the border between me and everyone else. And between you and everyone else, they just can't fucking wrap their tiny little fucking guilt-ridden race traitor minds around the fucking border. But they also can't wrap their mind around collective ownership. A family can own a homestead and a piece of land. Well, who actually, I mean, okay, but again, in Ancapadice, so let's be Ancapadice for a minute. In Ancapadice, why do you need one, like say you've got a house and some land. Why do you need one person to have a piece of paper that says they own that? Well, you don't. The only reason you need like a title of ownership for a house is because you live in a state, a society. In Ancapadice, you can have a family that owns a home in the land. And you can, and now part of the problem with this, there's legit things to talk about here. Part of the problem with the collective ownership of the United States is that it's so fucking big and it's kind of out of control. Not kind of out of control, it's out of control. On a smaller scale, what about a city state? Can you have a city state where you've got, say, 10,000 people who live in this city state and the surrounding fields? And can you say that those 10,000 people collectively own that city state? Can everybody from around it just show up and just start partaking in the welfare system and coming in and just crashing and doing whatever the fuck they want without permission in some way from the 10,000 people that have built that city-state and their ancestors who built that city-state? No, there actually is such a thing as collective ownership. Anarchists on the internet don't want to acknowledge this because this interferes in their ability to be race traders. Owning a gun, not illegal. Shooting people is illegal. Illegal immigrants are illegal. Preventing people from coming to your country is not violence. This is mushy thinking. Larkin thinks he's making two equivalent arguments, and he's not. He's talking about apples and oranges. He's comparing gun ownership to illegal immigration. Gun ownership, not illegal. Illegal immigration is illegal. You don't have to like the fact that we have a government, but you have to acknowledge that we do, in fact, have a government. This is reality. Reality. See, it's a thing that internet anarchists and women are detached from because they're going through life in tutorial mode.
Just the national border. Now, somebody steps on your private property, you have the right to make them leave by any means necessary. You don't own half a continent. Why I need to keep explaining that to supposedly pro-freedom people is beyond me.
There it was right there. You don't own half a continent. No, but I do. My taxes have paid for the infrastructure on this continent. My ancestors helped take the continent away from the people that were here first. The illegal immigrants have contributed nothing to what's on this continent. Anarchy is not the same as freeloading. Those are two different concepts. I don't know why this is hard to understand other than the race traitor stuff.
But the fact that the exact same mushy-headed, manipulative, fear-mongering bullshit works on both sides and is used by both sides shows how important it is for people to have clarity of thought. Republicans don't have clarity of thought. Democrats don't have clarity of thought.
And you don't have clarity of thought.
Nobody who advocates government of any kind has clarity of thought because without fail, automatically, inherently, they have to be advocating widespread violent aggression against innocent people in the name of accomplishing some good, like stopping bad people or helping the poor or building roads or whatever it is.
That's true. However, once again, we live in a world where there is a government. It's not going away. So to sit here and debate, again, as an intellectual exercise to talk about how things are going to be without a government is fine. But when you get to reality, you have to, there's a government. What are we going to do with and about the government. When is the government acting in the interest of the people it's supposed to be serving, and when is it not? Right? Taking guns away from people is not acting in their interest. Preventing people, and again, I've said this before, because I was about to say, preventing people from coming here and taking advantage of things, I'll expand on this in just a second, is protecting the people who live here. You say, well, great one, what are they taking advantage of? Well, welfare systems and all this other shit. Well, what if we get rid of it? Yes, yes. See, if we got rid of all the welfare systems, if the illegal immigrants didn't have any benefits funded by my tax money when they came to the United States, now it's no longer a problem. Well, not every illegal immigrant is on welfare. No, not every one of them is. How are you going to decide which ones you allow to come across the border? You're going to look at them and go, oh, that one will not be on welfare. We'll let him in. That one's going to be on welfare. We can't let him in. Those two, they're not going to be on welfare. They can come on in, but those seven over there, there's no way to fix this. You either exclude everyone or exclude no one, because you can't figure out who's going to come over here and be a parasite on the system that they and their ancestors did not create and did not finance. Yes, the infrastructure, the welfare systems, which shouldn't exist, all of this stuff is owned collectively by the people whose ancestors created it and who, by contributing to the system via taxation, which is theft, but still, I have contributed to the system. The illegal immigrant has not. Expecting them to stay in their own country and make it better instead of coming here to parasite off of me is not violence. It is not violence. That's not violence.
But they have to mushify it in their own head to remove the literal reality and think in terms of these vague emotional things.
The literal reality. This is a guy who's completely ignoring the fact that, yes, we live in a state of society, is talking about other people ignoring the literal reality.
Legal immigrants are doing this. Okay, I guarantee that the same week that that horrible thing happened done by an illegal immigrant, something just as horrible was done by somebody who was born and grew up in the U.S. and is a U.S. citizen.
Now, this is another fantastic argument that illustrates people are stupid when I hear it, because I hear this in a different context, right? Okay, let's summarize this. He said, well, okay, so this illegal immigrant did a terrible thing, but at the same time, there's somebody who was born here that did a terrible thing. He's 100% correct. Now, here's the other version's argument that I hear. I say, look, we got to get rid of the Jews and we got to get rid of the niggers. People go, well, you know, great one. If you had a society that was just white people, it's still going to have problems. Yes. In both cases, in Larkin's example and in my example, the answer is yes. You got an illegal immigrant that does something bad. You also have a U.S. citizen that does something bad. You have a nigger that does something bad. You also have a white person that does something bad. Here's the thing. For white people to solve their problem. Okay, how do I go at this? White people have a lot of problems to solve. It's a lot easier to solve the problems if the group of people you have to solve them for are all of the same nationality and all born in the same country. Because you see, if another white man does something stupid, I can tell him he's doing something stupid. If an illegal immigrant does something stupid, well, I can't say he did something. I can't tell him you did something stupid. I can't punish him because now I'm racist. If a nigger burns down a building, I can't punish him because now I'm racist. If a Jew has sex with a bunch of women so that they can have parts in movies and make a bunch of money and be privileged and then accuse him of fag tag me too 20 years later, see, I can't say anything to the Jew because now I'm anti-Semitic. And so when you have to deal with all of that, you can't solve the fucking problems. If you just have a nation that is nothing but white people who were born there, nobody can sit there and go, well, you can't tell me not to kill people because you're a racist. That shit doesn't fly. Diversity is not our strength. Part of the reason our country is the shithole that it is because anytime someone who isn't white commits a crime, you have to let them get away with it, otherwise you're racist. In an ethno state, you don't have this problem. You're still going to have problems, yes, but the problems will be a lot easier to solve if nobody can play the race card. So Larkin thinks he's very smart. He thinks he's a very smart man. He's not as smart as he thinks he is because he's a race traitor.
So does that mean it's time to forcibly, like, evict from the country?
Yes.
Everybody in the country? Because yes. People in that category yes. Also did something horribly nasty.
Yes, it is. Or better yet, it's time to take the United States, dissolve the federal government, break it up into regional territories, and give all the different ethnic groups their own fucking territory. Yes, that's exactly what it means, you fucktard.
Well, nobody would think that. Nobody would fall for yes. That because that's stupid.
No, that's not.
Thing is,
that's stupid. No, that's not stupid. That's the solution.
It's no more stupid than blaming all the people trying to walk across the line for what one guy over here did.
Once again, we're not blaming the people who walk across the line for what one guy did. You're blaming the people walking across the line for walking across the line, which is illegal. You can't walk across. This is mine. This is ours collectively. My grandfather helped build all of this. Their grandfather did not help build all of this. The walking across the line is the part that they can't do. I don't know why this is so hard to understand.
Or two different individuals, or 100 different individuals out of however millions are walking over the line in the same way and for the exact same reason.
It's not the same.
It's absolutely immoral to threaten to forcibly disarm a bunch of people because of what one guy with a gun did over here.
The guy with the gun over here, his grandfather fought in World War II to free the Jews, right? Because that's the entire World War II is now all about the Jews and the Holocaust, right? The guy with the gun over there, his grandfather fought and possibly died for the United States, for the people of the United States, for our masters, the Jews, in World War II. His great-grandfather paid taxes, helped build a road. His grandfather paid taxes, died in the war. His father paid taxes, right? I just don't understand why in the fuck no one can figure this shit out. Not no one. Internet anarchist can't figure this out. Oh, my private property. Yes, the property here. Everything around, I look out the window, everything I see was predominantly created by white men. Why do people from other countries who have never contributed to this civilization, our nation, our infrastructure, our heritage, our culture, everything, why do they get to just walk across the line and get whatever the fuck they want? Once again, can I do that to another country?
Or two people over here, or a total of 10 or 100 or whatever it is, to violently punish millions of people who didn't threaten or harm anybody because one person did something bad. The only people who fall for that, which is almost everybody, is people who are mushy-headed enough that they can't stay clear in their head about principles and logic.
Principles and logic.
And they do the pack mentality.
He can't figure out borders, but he thinks he's got principles and logic.
Same. And so they are willing to blame and punish a category of people for what some of the individuals in that group have done. And that is what government always feeds off of.
Well, that's true. Government does have to break people into groups and categorize them so they can then control one category but not control another category, and so it can play the one category off the other category. However, there are some categories, believe it or not, Larkin, there are some categories that are real. Let me tell you about some categories that are real, okay? Here's the first one. This, you may not believe this, Larkin, but there are two categories. One is called male. The other one is called female. There are two. There are only two. They are a binary. They are different. They are different categories. That's real. It exists. Let me tell you about another category, Larkin. There are people whose ancestors and themselves have contributed financially and temporally to the creation of the culture and the infrastructure of the geographic region known as the United States of America. And then there are people who have not contributed financially and temporally to the construction of the culture and the infrastructure of the geographic region known as the United States of America. It is a binary. You're in one, you're in the other. This isn't hard to understand unless you're a race trader.
Because to have power over giant categories of people, like, people aren't just going to volunteer for that for no reason. But if you say this is for the common good, we have to disarm everybody to prevent, like, this and this and this from happening. We have to have, you know, fascist Nazi checkpoints and keep everybody out of the country to avoid this and this and this.
Nazi checkpoint. See, border control is Nazi checkpoint. These are Democrat talking points. Border, the border, it's a Nazi checkpoint. This is a Democrat talking point.
So the fact that it's illegal to murder people, like, that didn't work. You think making it illegal to come into the country would have magically worked for that?
Okay, I mean, he's right about that. Just making it illegal doesn't solve the problem. What solves the problem? See, now we come to, what do you do about it? Well, you shoot them. Well, that's aggression. No, it's not. Them coming here without permission is the aggression. This is self-defense. Once again, this just completely escapes your internet anarchist because they're so obsessed with cucking and open borders. Sorry, mate. People coming here from other countries, no, that's aggression. They're coming here to partake of what is ours. They're coming here to partake of something they have no ancestral claim or contribution to. That's violence. If I come to your house and you have a Supergirl statue and I didn't buy it, you bought that with your money. I just break into your house and I'm going to take your Supergirl statue. I have no ancestral or financial claim to that. It's not mine. But great one. All the illegal immigrants aren't going to be criminals. It's not just criminals. It's are you getting the welfare? Are you getting the benefits? Are you taking my jobs? And we like to say my jobs. Everybody says, oh, the immigrants, they took my jobs. And then we got to hear about the AIs are taking jobs away from women. Oh, so let me see if I got this right. When illegal immigrants take jobs away from men, we're supposed to just suck it up. But when computer software takes jobs away from women, this is a headline, and I'm supposed to get worked up over it. If these people want to work so badly, why don't they work in their own country? Oh, that's right, because their country is a shithole. There's no jobs in their country. There's no economy in their country. There's nothing for them to do in their country to make any money because there's no fucking infrastructure. How are they entitled to our infrastructure? How are they entitled to the infrastructure that our grandfathers helped to create and handed down to us? They didn't hand it down with a title. There's not a piece of paper. But then again, your anarchist will tell you you shouldn't have to have a piece of paper or a title because that's permission from the government. Okay, so which is it, Mr. Internet Anarchist? Do you need permission and a permit from the government to own something? Or can it be handed down to you without paperwork from your ancestors? Which the fuck one is it?
Been a particular individual, and you think that initiating violence against a huge number of other people who had nothing to do with that, that's okay? Just like forcibly disarming a huge number of people who...
Once again, see, they had nothing to do with this one illegal immigrant that done something wrong. That's not the point. They're not supposed to be here. Okay? There's not a universal right to access to the infrastructures created by white people. That doesn't exist. That's not in anarchy. You can't find that in the zero aggression principle, right? It doesn't say do not initiate aggression against other people, nor allow aggression to be initiated against you. And remember, anything created by white people is open access for anyone who isn't white. That's not in there.
Who own firearms and haven't threatened or harmed anybody? Well, we have to do that. Because reasonable gun control. The left and the right are the same. They're both mushy-headed collectivists.
That's true.
Who will fall for...
Except, of course, for the part that the right is completely impotent.
Manipulative crap, because they don't have clarity of thought, and they don't think in terms of principles, and they don't think in terms of specifics. They think in terms of...
Although, let us also remember that principled losing is worth dog shit.
Vague, mushy silliness. And you can see it in their terminology. So I'll give the second example.
Oh boy, here's the second example.
The left loves to talk about the insurrection that happened a few years ago on January 6th. A date which will live in triviality because it didn't matter in the slightest and then it wasn't an insurrection.
No, it was a self-guided tour.
It wasn't
tour.
Anything. It was a stupid frat party. Of a bunch of idiots who wanted a different clown on the throne.
Right. Yeah,
so
he's right.
I'm not at all on their side. It was colossally stupid and accomplished exactly nothing, but it wasn't an insurrection. But if you can stick the label of insurrection on it and say over and over and over again, insurrection, insurrection, insurrectionist, insurrection, insurrection,
right.
Insurrection, it will bypass the ability to think of a
yes.
lot of people, namely
right.
everybody who's a Democrat who calls it an insurrection when it wasn't one.
Right. If you just repeat the same lie over and over and over and over and over, for example, if you just say open borders over and over and over and over and over, if you say open borders over and over and over and over, eventually it'll bypass the critical thinking skills.
Because if you can make them call something an insurrection that
right.
absolutely in no way was an insurrection, then that changes their brain and what
yes.
they are willing to support and advocate.
Right, exactly. Language does influence the way people think. He's correct about this.
We have to put an end to this because of insurrection. Arrgh. Yeah, except it wasn't that. That's a total ridiculous lie.
Right.
But it's a lie that serves those in power. You
yep.
can't say a bunch of people temporarily trespassing and they were sort of let in anyway and most of them didn't do anything and they didn't threaten mm-hmm. anything or threaten anyone or break anything. They just wandered around staying between the velvet ropes and then they left and then we
right.
prosecuted a zillion of them using actual violence to cage a whole bunch of people, which is way worse than what they did.
Who didn't do any violence.
Like, minor trespassing on government property, and government has no right to own anything anyway.
Exactly. So here's our first problem with his second example. The government, according to anarchists like him, has no right to own anything, which I agree with. Secondly, as I've said before, who paid for that building? Well, the taxpayers and their fathers and their grandfathers. Their great-grandfathers. Who's the government supposed to serve? Is the government of the United States, does it serve people from Mexico? We're just picking on Mexico because he's talking about the southern border. You know, you could insert any other country here, but we're going to pick on Mexico for this podcast. I have nothing against Mexico personally. Is the government of the United States there to serve the interest of Mexico? No, it's not. It's here to serve the interest, or should I say, to serve the interest of the citizens of Mexico. No, the purpose of the United States government is supposed to be to serve the interest of the state of Israel. It's not to serve the interest of the citizens of the United States. And we know that the interest of the citizens of the United States is best served by serving the interest of the government of Israel. So the people of this insurrection, they went inside a building that belongs to them. As I'm pretty sure I've said on this podcast, any government building should be open to, again, if we're going to have a state, right? So now I'm masturbating. I'm talking about my fantasies here of this society that has a state, and the state actually fucking does its duty, which is to provide for the citizens. In that fantasy land, if you're a citizen, and not everybody would be a citizen, if you're a citizen, you should be able to walk into any government building anytime you want and go any place you want to go. And you should be able to stop any government employee at any time and say, what are you doing? What's your job? What are you doing right now? How much money do you make? That's my, Larkin's masturbatory fantasy is open borders. My masturbatory fantasy is, anarcho-capitalism. But my other masturbatory, because see, I have a lot of different fantasies. The ones with the redheads, the ones with the blondes, the ones with the blondes and the redheads, the ones with the volleyball girls, the ones with the little pole vaulting girls, the ones with the blondes and the redheads that do pole vaulting, and then the volleyball girls show up like a few minutes later with a six pack. But among my fantasies, that's it. It's a state where the government knows its fucking place. Its place is to serve the people and to protect their interest, and otherwise to stay the fuck out of their way. Anyway, I'm kind of tangenting and rambling now. Let's get back. How'd I get there? Oh, yeah. So the insurrection. So, no, that's their building. That's our building. We should be able to go in there any fucking time we want.
But that's a different issue. But if you can over and over and over again call that an insurrection,
right?
Which is just laughably stupid.
If you can over and over and over.
We had an insurrection. Ah, we forgot to bring guns. You're supposed to bring guns. Darn
yeah,
it. Oh, well.
Damn it. If you can over and over and over just call Donald Trump a Nazi. If you just call literally Hitler. If you just over and over and over. And that is how propaganda works. You just call things something over and over and over and over.
Just barge in. I'm sure they'll just give us the government. Nobody was thinking that. Nobody was intending that. That's never at all what it was. But if you can say the word over and over again, it can make people go, that's something I'm scared of. Government power. We need government power. We need to do something about it. So what's the Republican version of that? Invasion. This is an invasion. It's an invasion. It's an invasion. They're crossing the border. It's an invasion.
Once again, open borders. The obsession with my open borders. My open borders. It is an invasion. It is.
This is an invasion. This is an invasion. We need government. It's not an invasion, you dumbasses.
It is, you fucktard.
It's people walking across a line. They're not armed. They're not organized. They're not attacking you.
They don't need to be armed. They're going to come here. Our police are going to protect them. We're going to give them welfare. It is an invasion. If we opened up, here's a question, Larkin. What if all the illegal immigrants that are coming here, what if they were all funneled? What if, what's his name? Fuck, I can't, Greg Abbott. What if Greg Abbott sent all those illegal immigrants to Israel? Would that be an invasion? Would we be okay with that? What if they all went to Israel and started getting jobs and having sex with the women and influencing the culture and the politics and voting? Would that be an invasion?
People walking across an arbitrary line that doesn't matter. It's not an invasion.
See, it's just, they're just walking across a line. No, they're not just walking across a line. They are changing the demographics, the voting, which again, there shouldn't be any voting. I get it, Larkin. There shouldn't be any state. There shouldn't be any voting. But there is, you fucking race traitor cuckold you. They are changing the demographics. They're changing the genetic makeup. They're changing the culture. Once again, we're having to tear down our statues to accommodate these people. Right? We have to have, everything has to be bilingual. Everything has to be printed in Spanish to accommodate these people. This is costing us money. This is costing us time. There are effects. These are called consequences. Once again, these internet anarchists are just like women. They go through life on tutorial mode. Larkin has no concept of consequences, apparently. These people coming here from other countries, bringing their culture, bringing their backwards-ass ways, bringing their crime, bringing all to our culture and contaminating it. Yes, it's contaminated. Just like if a bunch of white people went to Africa and plopped down in the middle of a village and started doing, you know, started playing like fucking Taylor Swift CDs and I don't, what the fuck do white people do? That's annoying. Well, everything. But I mean, you, whatever the fuck white people do, it's cultural contamination. There are consequences. It's not just, oh, look, there's this person walking across an imaginary line and then nothing happens after the imaginary line, right? Just like a woman, Larkin can't project into the future because he's so obsessed with being a race traitor.
But they have to keep using the word to rile up mushy-headed statist morons to get them to cheer for more authoritarian aggression. So they
It's not aggression to keep people from coming into your country without permission. It's not aggression. Larkin, when are you going to explain to me how preventing someone from coming into your country, which does exist, you don't have to like it. Once again, you can't fucking deal with reality, can you? Just like a woman, you can't deal with reality. It is not aggression to prevent people from coming into your country, to disallow them to come into your country.
Call it an invasion. The Republicans go, invasion, invasion, invasion. Democrats go, insurrection, insurrection, insurrection. Both of them are lying their asses off. It wasn't an insurrection. It's not an invasion.
It is.
It's just stupid. But if you can use stupid emotional terminology until people believe it and they repeat it and they're out there talking about this invasion.
And they're open
borders.
It's not
an invasion. It's people walking over a line.
See, like, people, they're just walking over a line. There's nothing that happens after they walk over the line. Nothing. And again, there's no consequences for their own country and their own people. If they really are these good, hardworking people. And I said some Mexicans are. I mean, there's Atham. He's a real man. He's a good, hardworking guy. But not everybody can be like Atham.
Invasion means something. Like, if they come over with tanks and rifles, by the way, like the U.S. military does all over the planet constantly.
I mean, he's right, like, about that.
If you're going to be pack mentality and nationalist and you want to complain about an invasion and you're an American, name any country that does more actual invasions of other countries than the U.S. military.
None.
There isn't one.
None. We're
anywhere.
We're the best. We're the best at that.
But they have to pretend it's an invasion. They have to use terminology that's made to rile people up and scare people. And the left does it calling it an insurrection. The right does it calling it an invasion. They're both full of shit.
No, they're not.
And Mr. Smith knows how that works. And he explains how that works. And it's one of the things that it's really sad to watch, especially people who imagine themselves to be pro-freedom falling
for
this crap.
Right, like you being a race traitor. Because once again, there's nothing about cuckolding in the zero aggression principle. That's not in there.
letting their emotions shut off their rational thought to the point that they're cheering for violent aggression against other people. Now, if you still believe that anybody in government is talking about the invasion and immigration crisis because they care about, like, the victims of that in any way, shape, or form, whether it's an illegal immigrant taking somebody's jerbs or somebody...
See, there you go. Ooh, this make fun of taking jerbs. Oh, wait a minute. Why is unemployment so high? Oh, I can't afford a house. Oh.
If you think any politician cares about any of that, you're just delusional.
Well, he's
They're
true about
riling
that.
You up because they know you'll care about
right.
an innocent person being attacked over there. They couldn't care less. They don't give a shit.
But
nobody
they can
in
manipulate
Congress
you.
Gives the slightest shit if somebody is tortured and murdered.
Right. And look, just because the government doesn't give a shit about you, that does not mean that the border doesn't exist. Just because the government and the politicians specifically, just because the politicians don't give a shit about you, that doesn't mean somebody from Mexico is entitled to the infrastructure and the society and the rewards and the safety nets that have been created by you and your ancestors. Those are two completely different topics. The one does not follow from the, oh, politicians don't like you, therefore we need open borders. That's not logic.
Do not care at all. But they know that you care, and they know that they can use your emotions to rile you up to get you to cheer for authoritarian power under the guise of preventing that bad thing. Is it going to prevent that bad thing? No, absolutely not. Do they know that? Yeah, they know it. Same thing with gun control. They know that gun control literally makes crime go up. They don't care. They go up.
No, they do. They know gun. Yeah, they care very much because when crime goes up, the government gets more power. Right? This is the same reason they're not going to stop illegal immigration, because illegal immigration eventually translates into more government power.
Out there and have their press conferences. This was a tragedy. These children being killed at the school. They don't care. The politicians don't give a shit about dead children. They see it as an opportunity to grab power because they know that decent, moral human beings like you care about dead children and get emotional because it's horrible. Normal non-psychopaths tend to get emotional about innocent people being victimized. And the political parasites know that your emotionalism makes you very susceptible to being manipulated into cheering for more power for them and less freedom for you, because that is every government solution to everything. Border controls and tariffs and yada yada nationalistic stupidity is a limitation on your freedom. And lots
yes,
of other
yes, see, it's limiting my freedom for my city to not be overrun by immigrants. See, more immigrants, more people with different culture and different language and different religions and different beliefs and different genetics, more and more of these people flooding into the place where I live. See, this enhances my freedom. And if you don't have these immigrants flooding in and taking your job and altering your culture and accusing you of racism, see, now your freedom is being limited.
People's freedom. It doesn't, there's nothing moral about it, and there's nothing beneficial about it. Even if you play the emotional game of, oh my gosh, see all these scary people are coming here. And it's the same thing with gun control. They don't care about the victims.
Again, it's not even remotely the same thing. Yeah, how you think the government taking your gun away from you is equivalent to you not wanting your community to be overrun by a group of people that are different from you and can accuse you of racism and hold power over you by accusing you of racism? Those are two completely different things.
You know what makes crime worse? They just don't want a population capable of forcibly resisting their thugs when they push things too far. That is absolutely the only reason they push for, like, we need to ban assault weapons. Like, they're used in, like, 0% of crime. Well, why is it that you guys constantly harp on that and constantly do the fear-mongering and emotionalism of somebody over here used a firearm, using an AR-15 to kill innocent kids, which the FBI probably set up and he was totally on drugs anyway. We're not going to mention
any of
that.
And there are no innocent kids.
But we're going to mention the death and scariness because we want to steal those guns. Why? They're using such a tiny percentage of crimes. Oh, because they work really well to resist government tyranny.
Yeah, that is true.
They don't want you to have them. It has nothing to do with giving a crap about children.
No, it doesn't.
It's the U.S. government. They're in charge of the U.S. military.
Yeah.
How many little children do they have to blow up on the other side of the world for you to stop imagining they give a shit about children anywhere? They don't care.
No, they don't.
They will use the fact that you care and the fact that you're not very good at thinking clearly and specifically to scare you into cheering for more power for them. And that's, Mr. Smith knows all about it. And he gives some lessons to Mr. Jones and Mr. Johnson about how that works. And it's frustrating enough to watch normal people fall for that. Every Democrat does. Every Republican does. They all do all the time. It's especially frustrating to watch people who imagine themselves to be pro-freedom.
Like you.
But who can still be scared
but are still into open borders.
A, cheering for statist authoritarian power, and then B, making excuses for it and pretending I'm pro-freedom because the collective of taxpayers kind of owns the country.
Yes.
And I'm going to fabricate this lame-ass excuse.
Yes, they do. The collective of taxpayers does kind of own the infrastructure. It kind of does. Hey, who do you think owns it? Well, there's no ownership, man. Well, if there's no ownership, then why can't I just kill you? Because you don't own your own body, do you? See, this is the disconnect. These internet anarchists, they've got ownership on the personal level. I can own my dope, and I can own my 8-year-old boy that I'm having sex with, and you know, I can own my guns and everything. But see, all this other stuff, all the infrastructure, was that's just up for grabs. No one owns the roads. Nobody owns the buildings. Nobody owns the welfare system. Nobody owns the grocery. All of that, somehow or another, is magically just not owned. The culture, the school systems, the political system that shouldn't be there, but it's there. You know, the politicians who gets elected. No, nobody owns any of that. No. So other people from other countries that have contributed nothing, they can just come here and do whatever they want. It's okay because nobody owns any of this.
For personally advocating violent aggression against anybody trying to cross a line, including America.
And it's not fucking violent to not let someone into your fucking country. Oh my God, this is so fucking retarded. This is so fucking retarded. Okay, people in other countries of other nationalities do not have a right to access white people and the infrastructure they've created. That is not a fucking right. It's not in the fucking zap. It's not there. It is not violence. To tell people, no, stay in your own goddamn country.
Americans trying to cross the line.
Countries exist. I know you don't want them to exist, Larkin. I got that. But like a woman, you're fucking delusional. You have to stop living in your fantasy land, okay? Countries exist. Fucking deal with it.
I just came back from Mexico, had to go through the fascist
checkpoint
and all the
fascist checkpoint.
That silliness, as I've done before. Why do I have to go through that? Why do
because
I have to
Because you're stupid. Why did you go to Mexico? Why did you come back? Why didn't you stay in Mexico and utilize their welfare program? If we're so fascist here in the United States where we think that people own stuff, why the fuck didn't you stay in Mexico? Isn't that fascinating? He went to Mexico, and then instead of staying in this Mexican paradise down there, he came back to the fascist United States. Why'd you come back to the fascist United States, Larkin?
Showed the papers to come into my own country. My own country. Because lots of people, including some supposedly pro-freedom people, we need border controls. Okay, that means you get less freedom and government gets more power. And that's the only...
No, not letting people into the country does not restrict my freedom. See, there's no restriction on my freedom by not letting people come into the geographic region known as the United States without permission. There's no way in which this restricts my freedom. Well, if you leave the country and try to come back in like Larkin, I'm not leaving the country. See, I'm not retarded. I don't need to go to third world countries to find out that they're third world countries like Aaron Clary does. Oh, they don't have secure internet and they don't have indoor plumbing. Gee, Aaron, really? Did you know that third world countries are third world countries? I've never been to a third world country and I knew this. I may or may not give Cappy shit. If you guys haven't seen the tip video he did, I'll have to link to it sometime. He did like a 10-minute video of how Asia is a shithole. Where is he at? He's in the Philippines. Anyhow, it's... Oh, my God. Wait, I have a list here. Hold on. Where is it? Because I was writing it down. So he's trying to use... Never mind. Oh, fuck it. I am going to do it. So he says there's no secure internet and he's got to pay for something with PayPal because his credit cards don't work. Imagine that. Your credit cards don't work in third world countries where people literally, this is what Aaron said. He didn't show a video of it, but I believe him. Literally, Hitler, shit and piss in the road because there are no public toilets. Apparently, there's not even public toilets like in restaurants and stuff. There's no secure internet. Your credit card doesn't work. He didn't have any local cash, so he's got a PayPal pay for something. But when you log into PayPal, what does it do? It sends you a text message to confirm you're logging in, but his cell phone doesn't work. So he can't get the text to confirm that. And I'm like, yes, it's a third world country. This is why they're third world countries. Because you see, their ancestors didn't devote themselves to creating the infrastructure and the culture that we have in the United States, where we have secure internet and where we have indoor plumbing and where all of our restaurants have public toilets. And it is not violence to deny access to people whose ancestors didn't do the work that our ancestors did. It's not violence to deny them access to the work that our ancestors did and handed down to us. And I don't give a shit about border controls because I have no need and no desire to go to a third world country. I want to stay here and I want to bring down the government of my country. I'm not interested in going to some third world shithole and, oh, you can go to, wherever, the Philippines or Singapore or wherever the bros, and you hear, you can live for $100 a month. Of course you can live for $100 a month. There's nothing there. They don't have internet. They don't take credit cards. They don't have indoor plumbing. Of course you can live for $100 a month. There isn't anything there. So no, the border is not limiting my freedom in the fucking slightest.
The only reason they're pushing the fearmonger. Same thing with gun control, same thing with literally everything government does. Climate change. Whether you think climate change is real or not, and it's not anywhere near the problem. Basically, it's bullshit. Whether you think that or not, if you think government is concerned about that because they're concerned
right.
about people's futures.
No.
You're just delusional.
No. He's right about this. The government isn't concerned about any of this shit. Even enforcing enforcing the border. While I want the government to enforce the border, I know good and goddamn well the government's not enforcing the border for my benefit. I mean, he is right about this. The government is doing nothing for your benefit. If you think the government is doing something for your benefit, you are a dumbass. Also, we're getting to the part in the video now. As we go forward in the video, we got like, hang on. Looks like we got maybe about 4 minutes left. I actually have not listened to the last 4 minutes. This is about as far as I got before I just said, fuck this. I need to just start recording now because I'm angry. And I got a lot of shit to do. It's almost fucking 1 o'clock. Plus, I was just looking at the calendar. Apparently, daylight savings time is coming back up on us. I still haven't moved my clocks back from when we were supposed to move them back. So my clock here says that it's almost 2 o'clock, even though it's actually almost 1300. Yeah, there's nothing to do with Larkin Rose being a race trader. All right, so anyhow, we're on a voyage of discovery here. I don't know what is in the last 4 minutes of this video, so we'll find out together.
They're using your fear and your emotion to trick you into cheering for authoritarian solutions that don't solve anything.
That's true.
Except solve the problem of you having too much freedom.
Right.
Them not.
And he's right about that. And again, in the fantasy world where if we're going to have a state, it should be a state that solves problems. But of course, I've been saying this for years, right? The state can't solve problems because that's putting itself out of a job. The state has never solved a problem. And we can look at this too with the open borders thing. You know, all these open border advocates. Like, why? If open borders are such a great thing, well, we have practically open borders. We have all these people coming in. If open borders are so wonderful, how come things aren't getting better? This idea that there seems to be this idea that, okay, so the government wants to close the border and the government is bad. So if we open the border, which is the opposite of what the government wants to do, which is bad, well, somehow or another, doing the opposite of what the government does is good. See, closing the border is bad because the government is bad. So if we open the border, that must be good, because opening the border is the opposite of closing the border, which is what's being done by the government. That's not logic or reasoning. That's just inversing. That's just backwardsing. That's just saying, you know, I'm rubber and you're glue. It bounces off me and sticks on you.
Having enough power. And so one of the things, I really hope to, like, the Jones Plantation movie and then the Jones Plantation novel that can get into more detail of it. I really wish more and more people would become familiar with the tricks enough so that they remember them even when they're emotional. Even when there's a story on the news of some illegal immigrant did something horrible. Oh, well, then we need to initiate violence against millions of people who had nothing to do with that. No, we don't. We absolutely need
to. If you just repeat over and over and over that not letting people into your country is violence, eventually you can manipulate people into believing that not letting people into your country is violence.
Use defensive violence against the individuals who would do that.
So is Israel guilty of violence for not letting those Palestinians be there?
There are ones with badges or ones without. The right of self-defense, the right of the people to be armed to defend themselves and each other.
And their property and their infrastructure and their culture.
That's really damn important. That's one of the reasons that freedom should exist, of normal people being armed. And government doesn't give a crap about that. You know, they talk about these school shootings and we need more gun control. Are you going to mention the fact that the school shootings are all happening in gun-free zones where you already disarmed the people?
Right. Are you going to mention that they're almost exclusively done by children raised by single mothers? Are you going to mention how many of these children are on medication for their personalities?
No, they will never mention that. Because if they admitted that, then the solution is less government power and more freedom. Like, let people have guns. Let somebody in the school have a firearm with them so it stops. And by the way, there have been attempted school shootings that stopped very quickly and didn't happen because somebody with a gun stopped it. And I don't mean cops. So it's...
And as we know, cops don't stop school shootings because school shootings are how cops get bigger budgets and more toys.
It's frustrating that even people who seem to understand things philosophically can still be emotionally manipulated
into supporting open borders.
And the number of ways that can be done, as long as somebody can't think clearly in principles, is
because they're a race traitor and they're so obsessed with atoning for slavery that they want to open those borders.
Pretty much unlimited. There's so many ways to deceive and manipulate people. This book covers a few of them.
So in case you guys haven't got it yet, he wants you to buy his book.
But there's so many more. Oh, speaking of which, I need to get the second edition of How to Be a Successful Tyrant out, because that describes a lot more of them, because there are many, many. So if you are faced with scary things and your response is to advocate some authoritarian solution, just for now, just because it's necessary, just because right now it's really, really important, so heck with like principles or logic or any of that, I would ask you again to do what I always ask people to do: be literal and personal and specific about describing what it is that you condone. If you hear a story about some horrible thing being done by an illegal immigrant,
oh God!
Okay, put yourself at the border. Now there's a family walking across. You don't know anything about them.
Yeah,
it's just some random family trying to rock across the line, and you have a gun.
Yeah,
do you have the right to use violence?
Yes.
To stop them from coming from here to there, not on the private property, just onto some place that's in the U.S. It's claimed by the U.S. ruling classes.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Territory. Are you justified in initiating violence against these people?
No, I'm justified in self-defense. They are not coming here where if they're not going to go out in the middle of the wilderness and set up a homestead and never have any influence over the elections. They're not going to be exempted from siphoning off my tax money. Okay? They're going to influence my elections, which unfortunately exist. They are going to help themselves to my tax money, which is taken from me as theft. They are going to accuse me of racism. They are going to potentially ostracize me from my society. Yes, I am justified in fucking shooting them. Why can't they stay in their own fucking country? I'm not trying to go into their country and fuck things up for them. Why are they trying to come over here and fuck things up for me?
People who are just walking across the line and you don't know anything about them.
They're just walking across the line, guys. They're just walking across the line. That's all they're doing. They're just walking across the line. What's so bad about just walking across the line? It's just walking across the line.
Or if you're a Democrat and you're super upset by this school shooting over here, oh my gosh, we need gun control. Okay, if there's somebody, some random person who hasn't threatened or harmed anybody, like me, for example, who owns an AR-15, what do you want to have done to that person if they don't disarm? Actually, literally describe the violence you want initiated against people who haven't threatened or harmed anybody under the policies that you condone as a result of you getting scared and emotional and upset and irrational. Because if people just did that, just had to do that and describe the reality of what they're condoning, then more and more people would think twice, and then more and more people would start to see.
See, again, he thinks he's really, you don't have to shoot the family that's coming across the border. You can just tell them to go back. If they don't go back, then you can shoot them. I'm very explicit. I'm being very explicit. Women who weigh over 200 pounds. Actually, that's 160? Let's start easy. Larkin, I can be very explicit. Everyone over the age of 70 should be euthanized. This is not a joke. Women over the weight of 200 pounds, they should be given 6 months to get down to under 200 pounds. If they don't do it, euthanize them. Are you going to do? Yes, I will do this. I will personally euthanize all these people. I don't have a problem with this because it will make society. And again, this is the thing. Your internet anarchist, they can't put aside their own selfishness. I want open borders because it makes me feel good. You know, fuck the people that are going to be here 200 years from now. You know, I don't give a shit if they have indoor plumbing or not because all these people have come here and destroyed the infrastructure. Fuck those people in the future. All I care about is me right now. I want open borders because it makes me feel good.
Through the games played by the slave smiths of the world. Until then, a bunch of mushy-headed people are going to keep cheering for authoritarian power because they're upset and because they don't understand how they've been manipulated and deceived and played as pawns. Yeehaw.
Government is a reality. If the government goes away, we can talk about all this weird fantasy shit. But as long as government and the state do exist, we need to either circumvent the state when possible, or we need to attempt to shape the state in a way that serves us personally, me right now, the way Larkin Rose just wants everything to accommodate him right now without any thought to the people here who are here 200 years from now. We need to shape the state, when possible, into an entity that is going to benefit us and our future and the future generations. And this simply requires forward thinking. And it requires the ability to stop feeling. And if you don't know what Larkin Rose looks like, go and have a look at his YouTube channel and you will see that he is among the whitest of white people. He's not just white, he's very white. He's like cliche cracker. And all I'm hearing is a bunch of fucking white guilt. This open border shit. You fucking online anarchist, you've got to fucking figure this shit out.